BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, May 25th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
Woo! I'm Shauna.
This is going to be, you can file this one under advice that we give that isn't very good and you shouldn't listen to, because we've done that a few times on the air.
Yes, we sure have.
I accepted some orders from a couple customers that I don't know how to build. They were just like, can you build this? And I was like, sure, this much money. And they're like, okay. And I was hoping the price would maybe scare them off.
And it didn't.
Nope.
So now you're stuck trying to build this, eh?
Trying to learn how to build this. And actually, I tackled one yesterday. I started on that project and it's going really well so far. So.
Oh, good.
So the advice is just fake it. Fake it till you make it.
Beckler, that is not new advice. I mean, that's not new advice at all. That's old advice. We know this, yeah.
It's good, though. Yeah. We have that one friend who took a job that he was completely unqualified for and then just, like...
watched a bunch of YouTube videos. Was like, I can figure this out.
Like, you know how to do this? He's like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I kind of feel like most radio people do that, though, too. Like, I always think I just, like, send out a demo and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But if you like this, then I'll try my best to keep going.
You can't really lie, though. Like, you sound how you sound,
it's true.
Right?
Whereas, it's true. Actually, well, one person did. Remember, our boss has a story about somebody who he hired, and I guess she sounded completely different from her demo to on the air, and he actually had to let her go after, because he was like, where is that? Where's the person in the demo? You sound like a different...
You lied to me.
Did you submit somebody else's demo?
Like, if you say, like, I know how to shingle a roof, and they're like, okay, you're hired. You're like, damn, I got to learn how to shingle a roof here.
Shit. I was watching the news last night, and I was laughing about reporter voice.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this before. It's that distinct voice that reporters have, right? They've got this, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like an over-enunciated, certain nasally sound that these reporters have, and then you hear it, and you're like, that is reporter voice. I feel like it's getting even more pronounced than it used to be. Like, there's something about it, I just keep seeing it more and more, and I'm like, are they trying to all have that voice?
Yeah, I was watching the news the other night, and the guy was hammering certain words. And like in a very unnatural way. And I thought that's a distinct characteristic of reporter voice as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because I took a little bit of schooling on how to have that type of reporter voice, quote unquote, or be a reporter. But there was nothing to do with having a voice that sounded like that, right?
Yeah.
It was about enunciating and, of course, making sure you're clear because you want people to hear you. But that was it. There was nothing to do with like, here's how you have reporter voice.
But they all do it. So there's got to be a... What was this guy saying? It was like, he'd be like, the Calgary Fire Department responded to a call like that. It was like, whoa. You really stepped on the gas for that one word, hey?
In other news, details are unfolding about the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Allegedly. There's something about, I can't even pretend to do it. Like, it's just... An undisclosed vehicle. It's like, what are you doing?
Shauna, I'm here at Spruce Meadows where a new football team has been announced for Calgary.
What is...
You know, I shouldn't make fun because when I started out in radio, I don't think I used my natural voice on the air. And it took a long time to kind of learn how to just speak naturally like I would to anybody. And even now people will say like, do your radio voice.
I know.
I hope it's just my natural voice. But it did take a long time to get... to ignore this thing sitting right in front of me, this microphone, right?
Right. And that is true. And that's part of when you first get into radio is them teaching you, okay, like, be yourself. It's the opposite of reporter voice. It's like, no, don't have that voice because you sound like a bit of a nasally robot, okay?
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau commenting on the King of... I can't even do it.
X92.9.
Stanley Cup final starts Monday.
Yeah.
And it'll be, of course, Washington against Vegas.
The Golden Knights.
And our boss brought up something interesting. He said, you know, Vegas had that horrible shooting earlier last fall.
Yep.
And then the team in their inaugural season ends up in the Stanley Cup. And he had brought up a few other examples of cities that had suffered a tragedy or disaster. And then their sports teams kind of rallied around that cause and either won a championship or made it all the way to their championship.
Yeah.
Houston with the floods, of course.
Yeah.
The Red Sox after the Boston bombing.
Right.
The Yankees made the World Series the year of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't win, but they made it there.
Yeah.
And he was wondering if this is kind of a pattern throughout history and if there are any other examples of it.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I was like, You know, I think that might just be coincidence, and we're very good at recognizing these types of patterns, but I was like, I couldn't think of any others, and said, maybe it's just those few instances, and it's been interesting that it's happened so frequently, so often, with
or
those...
Seems to,
but yeah, what did you find? Did you find any others?
Well, I went digging, yeah, and the only other ones I could find were the Atlanta Braves made the World Series in 1996, and this was after there was a bombing during the 96 Olympics
right.
in a park in Atlanta.
Right.
So I don't know if the team rallied around that, or if the other one that I found too was 1996 NBA championship, the Chicago Bulls won, and the summer before that was the Chicago heat wave. And I had never heard of this, but it killed 735 people over 5 days.
Holy
in the summer.
Crap.
Yeah, temperatures got up into the 40s, and older people, poor people who didn't have air conditioning, that killed 735 people.
How have I not heard of that?
I don't know either. It was one of the deadliest natural disasters in American history, but it's not really common knowledge,
wow.
is it?
Wow, no.
Because you don't think of a heat wave. You think of like... earthquakes and tornadoes and fires and that sort of, but a heat wave.
Holy, that's horrendous.
And I don't know if that win, if the Bulls win had anything to do with them kind of healing a broken city, or if it was because they had Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, and Scottie Pippen. I think it's probably more that, because they were like a dynasty, right?
Well, sports are very good at finding good storylines, right? And not that obviously these horrific, the bombings and everything, like that is all terrible, terrible stuff, but there's always a good storyline of some sort that you can find, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And sometimes sports media will make one if there isn't one there.
They're very good at doing that as well.
They'll find one, right?
They will. And also, it does, though, make sense that people would rally around a cause like that. Like, it's almost bigger than the team at that point, right? When you think of Houston, it's like, well, at that point, you have a lot of support behind you, and you maybe, you know, have a different mindset. Things are a little less about just being competitive, or maybe you're less in your head about that and more about, let's do this for the city, or let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that maybe has some correlation with it as well. I'm not sure.
But. And I think the success of a team is maybe more than we even consider based on like team cohesion and how much the guys on the team are buying into the same goal and the same
mental
program.
Is huge, right?
For
your,
sure.
Your mental, whatever is going on in your head, that's massive. So...
But like no Florida team won after the Orlando nightclub shooting.
Right.
No Louisiana team won after Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. So those would be some big ones that would poke holes in this theory. But the Bulls, the Braves.
Interesting.
We'll have to keep an eye on those nights, because I haven't really heard that storyline though.
Man.
The storyline is more that they're a brand new team, not that...
Yeah.
Regardless of
if they win or not, there's going to be some sort of movie about them for sure.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I have some boobs news.
Oh, boobs. How's your friend Boobs doing?
Boobs is doing great, actually. I think she might be pregnant.
You think?
Yeah.
She announced her?
Well, her boyfriend, or sorry, husband rather, said something to me that made me think that maybe she is, but I don't know if she doesn't want to maybe say yet or what, so I'm just going to let it go, of course. You don't want to be nosy.
We're just saying it on the radio instead.
Well, she doesn't live here.
If you know Boobs, then you know. But
Yeah, then you know. So we may have little Boobs Juniors running around down the way. Little Boobs.
Provided that the child is a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because my boyfriend, Cliff, always talks about good breeding stock, right? He always thinks, which is a terrible way of saying anything.
And what does Cliff consider to be good breeding stock?
Well, girls who are strong or tall or whatever.
He's saying, athletic.
Like, he's a hockey guy. He works in hockey. So he sees a girl like that. And he's like, it's good. So boobs is good boobing stock as well, right? Like it would almost be a waste.
I suppose, yes. If you're trying to grow boobs in your family, then that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, like if you like the boobs, then you got to keep that boobs gene going, I guess, right? Like,
what if? Wow.
The scary thing is that I think bigger breasts do resonate in his family as well.
Oh, man.
Which might actually be a bit of a concern. Like, I know Boobs is a bit concerned about that whole thing, because she's like, well, you don't want too big, right? Because she even had a problem with that. She got enlisted into basically the National Ballet School, and her mom didn't let her go. And she was horrified, and she was so upset about why. And her mom was like, I just knew that your boobs would grow too big. And it's true.
And she was right.
Yeah. Yeah. So she would have been...
Good foresight by mom there to not send Boobs down a path that would have ended in disappointment for her.
I know. But it's not something that you can really worry about. Like, as her best friend, I told her not to worry about it, you know? I told her no one gives a hoot. No need to cry over spilled breast milk.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Does Boobs know that we talk about her on the radio and call her Boobs? She does? Is she cool with it?
She is. I think so. She... Well, remember, she got that job offer in Calgary. And the woman, I guess, I don't know how they got talking to us, but the woman found out that we work at X, and she was really excited. So Boobs was like, oh, yeah, that's my friend. Like, I know her. And then she was like, I'm Boobs. And the woman was like, oh, Boobs. So everybody she's the one Boobs. Who said she was Boobs. She didn't have to say that. She could have not been on the program.
The other thing I forgot to mention on the air there, Shauna, is if Boobs plans to breastfeed, have you seen what happened to Boobs when they breastfeed? Like, just Boobs in general when breastfeeding?
I was going to say, you know what Boobs looks like herself when she breastfeeds? That's
nope,
weird.
But I can imagine it.
Oh, yeah.
Boobs get huge when you're breastfeeding.
How could she?
How do Boobs get any bigger?
She's going to need to wheelbarrow them. Like, she's going to need someone to carry them for her.
That's what you get her for her baby shower.
A wheelbarrow?
A wheelbarrow. You know, for your boobs.
X92.9.
Exciting news. Of course, this new soccer stadium was announced. It's a 5,000 to 7,000 seat stadium. It's coming to Spruce Meadows in the spring of next year. And we're getting a Canadian Premier League team to go with it. So
yeah.
Professional soccer team.
I mean, soccer is on the rise in this country for sure.
It is. There apparently hasn't been a lot of success in Calgary when it comes to soccer in the past. People haven't really jumped on board quite yet.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like, if it's, you know, that we're primarily hockey fans who, you know, can't get used to the diving or the pace of the game. But I mean, the rest of the world has bought into soccer pretty hard. So maybe we just need a little push.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to make soccer sexy. Careful not to touch any balls with your hands. Give it a header instead.
Do you know how to scissor kick? Scissor kick.
Are you trying to enter my crease?
I got a yellow card and a red card. Next is your V card.
Try to keep it in play. No, that's out of bounds. That's out of bounds.
Be careful. If you get too excited, you might get an ejection. Ejection. Ejection.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
My parents are trying to come up with what they want to be called when my sister has her baby. And, of course, they're going to be the grandparents. So they're trying to decide what they want to be called by. My mom thinks Grammy, like the award Grammy, is what she wants to go by. My dad's still kind of undecided. I didn't realize how big a deal this really is, though.
Yeah, because the first kid kind of like sets precedent.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're stuck with it from that point on.
That's right.
You better decide well.
Got to make a good decision. Bill doesn't know what he wants to go by?
No.
What about Bill? What about Grammy and Bill?
He probably wouldn't be fully opposed to that, really. He'd be like, call me Bill. It's fine.
So your family is Irish, right? Mm-hmm. Irish heritage. Yeah. What is the Irish? Is it just grandma and grandpa?
I don't even know. Yeah, like Grammy, I think, has been something that's been passed down because my grandmother was Grammy, and I think hers was Grammy. So it seems to just be something that my mom's side of the family likes to go by is Grammy. But I don't know if there's any logical reason or any historical reason to that. That's just what they've picked.
So the women on my mom's side of the family have gone by Nan. So I had a Nan. I even had a Great Nan for a while.
Great Nan.
Great Nan.
That's good.
But my mom didn't want to go by Nan. So my dad goes by Bumpa because Bo couldn't pronounce Grandpa.
That's really funny.
And I think that'll probably change as he gets a bit older when he can.
Will it?
Bumpa's pretty damn cute.
Bumpa's
you can't
amazing.
Be like an 18-year-old kid. Bumpa.
That's. I think you should keep that.
Beard, car, job, and then my mom wasn't sure what she wanted to go by. She settled on Nai Nai, which is Chinese for grandma. We are not Chinese, if you've ever met or seen me. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
What did she look up the translations in every language of grandmother? And was like, I like this one the best. Nai Nai.
I don't know how she... Like, is that cultural appropriation? Are we appropriating some serious Chinese culture
Someone
over
could
here?
Be offended by that.
The funny thing is that we've been out in public before. And, you know, Bo will call her Nai Nai. And there'll be Asian people nearby who look over and are like, what? That white kid just called his white grandma Nai Nai? So, again, I don't see Nine-Eyes sticking into like Bo's adulthood, but it's a lot of fun for the time being, especially to confuse Chinese people when we're out and about.
Well, it's like one of our friends goes by Pup Pup. That's grandpa. Like grandpa is Pup Pup. And I was like, okay, you can't keep calling him that into your later years, no. Okay? Like, hey, Pop Pop, what's up?
Is it supposed to be Pop Pop, but just mispronounced?
Maybe. Maybe it's, yeah, Pop Pop. Regardless, like, you can't, those are ones that you have to outgrow, right? Like,
that's what the Bluths on Arrested Development call their grandpa, Pop Pop.
Pop Pop.
So,
hey, Pop Pop.
In 20 minutes or less. The NFL is reportedly considering a 15-yard penalty for players who kneel during the anthem.
This seems bizarre to me. So they are going to give you a 15-yard penalty if you...
if you kneel.
If you,
and
okay.
This is, you know, it's difficult to find real hard sources on this. This is just a rumor. I don't think the NFL has actually commented on it yet. There's also a rumor that they've offered players the option to stay in the locker room during the anthem. But if they come out and if they kneel... and their team could be assessed a 15-yard penalty, I assume, on the kickoff?
Interesting.
Or we don't have to get into the anthem protests again. We talked quite lengthily about it in episode 15 of our podcast back in September, if you'd like to hear our positions on that. And, you know, whether you support the players in their right to protest or you think that they should be keeping it out of the game, can we agree that a penalty for that is a ridiculous solution?
You're getting a penalty for something that you're not doing in the game.
Yeah. Like, I get...
which seems weird.
I get if the league wants to, or the clubs want to fine you, or if they want to suspend you for that, because they, you know, they do that for behavior off the field all the time.
Yeah.
But to assess a penalty in the game for something that happened before the game starts seems a little bit weird to me.
That's what I was wondering. When I first heard this, I was like, I must be misunderstanding this, because there's no way that they'd give a penalty in the game for that. Like, that doesn't make sense to me, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a 15-yard
imagine starting a hockey game shorthanded because of something a player did.
Before the game.
Before the game, off the ice. Like, it doesn't make any
sense
really at all.
That's really weird.
Stupid.
Weird. I wonder who determined that or why they decided that that would be the best thing to do.
Or if it's even true.
Yeah.
If it's just a rumor, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Here's a question, too. If a player on both teams kneeled, then would the penalties offset each other? Or would they be tacked onto your first possession?
Oh, my God.
Stupid, right?
Just offset them each other, and then it's the same. It's like, oh, we've
made no progress at all, right?
So. Right. Decided not to take the anesthetic at the dentist yesterday, and it was a very bad mistake. Very, very bad mistake.
What were you having done?
Well, I have some wisdom teeth that are still in that are causing me some problems. So it was just a cleaning, but she was like, look, you might want to take this. She was like, because it's kind of swollen back there. And she goes, and I was like, no, I'll be fine. And then she kept asking and she's like, are you sure? And at that point I was like, I can't change my decision now. I have to keep going with this. Meanwhile, is it
too late for the freezing?
Well,
I'll have that freezing now.
At one point,
please.
She's like, oh, excuse the blood. And it was just this disaster massacre scene. And I didn't take the freezing. And I was like, why didn't I take it? Why did I feel the need to be macho and not take the anesthetic? If they offer, you should take it. Right?
Always take the anesthetic. Why? Always.
Why not? Why wouldn't I do it? I didn't. It's a terrible mistake.
Are you hurting today? Or was
yes.
it just... You know, even for like a routine cleaning, as you get older, they go to town on your gums, right?
Oh my God.
So yeah. And I've heard that if you even just take a couple of Tylenol before you go, that'll help take the edge off that pain. But it sounds like you probably could have used the freezing.
Could have used something, anything. I don't even know. I have like gums that are so swollen that I can't like put my teeth back here still. It's great. I'm in great shape.
I told you about my grandma who never has had freezing, right? She's had like...
That's all I could think about.
Like fillings and stuff without freezing.
That's why I was like, okay, if Grandma Beckler can do it, I can too.
She doesn't like the way it makes her mouth feel afterwards. Man, you're hard. That generation was just hard, weren't they?
She just gets fillings, like they rip out her teeth. I don't need the anesthetic. I'm good.
Making eye contact with the dentist the whole time. What else you got?
Are you sure, man? Give it to me harder.
Generation that lived through the war.
I can take it.
Man, if you go back far enough, there was no anesthetic. There was no freezing.
It was just alcohol.
Like, yeah, back in the Civil War days, like, here's some whiskey. Bite down on this belt.
Oh, my God.
We're just going to We are so soft by comparison, aren't we?
Yeah. Like a little tingling sensation. That hurts. Back then, they take a leg with no freezing.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.